SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
The next generation of Ray-Ban Meta is here. The Wayfarer Gen 2 AI glasses, now at Harvey Norman. Capture life hands-free with an ultra-wide 12-megapixel camera shooting bold photos and 3K video. Enjoy open-ear audio for music, calls and podcasts while staying aware of your surroundings. With Meta AI, get answers, capture content and navigate your day using only your voice. Plus, enjoy up to 8 hours of battery life. Ray-Ban Meta Wayfarer Gen 2, starting at $598 at Harvey Norman.
You're listening to SBS News.
In the remote New South Wales town of Broken Hill, a milk bar called Bell's evokes a bygone era. Its art deco, memorabilia and decorative signage, all part of a rich history that stretches back to the late 1800s. Current owner Kylie Evans couldn't be more proud to serve classic drinks like the Spider, a mix of ice cream, syrup and soda.
The ice cream, when it hits the soda and there's that foaming and it looks like a cobweb, which is why I always sort of add more soda water at the end just to give it that fluffiness. Tourists come in and they get to experience this little bit of magic. They get to see something from the past virtually untouched and unchanged.
Bell's colourful cordials are still made on site. For Ms. Evans, who recently bought the business, serving behind the counter is a career highlight.
That Bell's just inspires just happiness, makes people happy to be in here. The joy that people leave here with is my favourite part.
Historian Leonard Januszewski has spent decades researching Australia's Greek milk bars. Of more than 4,000 businesses that once prospered nationwide, he says Bell's is one of the few remaining.
Bell's is not just simply a piece of living history, but it's part of our public collective identity. Who we were, where we came from, what type of things did we enjoy.
Mr. Januszewski says the milk bar trend forever changed the way we meet and eat.
From the 1930s onwards, Australians were starting to embrace the idea of modernity, and modernity based within the United States. It was the milk bar that actually introduced rock and roll into Australia. It wasn't the commercial radio stations and it wasn't the government radio stations. It was the milk bar. The vibe was one of not only entertainment, but also being able to consume items which previously they had only seen through the cinema over in the United States. So they were drinking spiders. They were having various milkshakes.
At his home in Sydney, Mr. Januszewski has curated a vast array of milk bar memorabilia collected from founding families Australia-wide.
Photographic as well as memorabilia that stretches right back to the late 19th century in terms of food catering and refreshment catering within Australia the Greeks were involved in.
His partner, Effie Alexakis, has photographed milk bars in towns and cities across the country. Some venues celebrated their Greek heritage with names like Athenaeum and Paragon. But Mr. Januszewski says the standout was Sydney's iconic black and white.
In 1932, two important things happened in Sydney. One was the opening of the Sydney Harbour Bridge in March, and in November it was the opening of the first modern milk bar by Mick Adams, whose original Greek name was Joachim Tavlaridis.
Mr. Adams' granddaughter, Janet France, says her grandfather arrived in Australia aged 14, speaking limited English. He worked hard to earn a living before opening his first business during the Great Depression.
Well, it was an instant success. There was 5,000 people on the opening day. In actual fact, they had to call the police to move people along because they had a mechanical cow in the front window that people were fascinated with, and over 27,000 in the first week. So it was an instant hit. It showed immigrants that they could make their way in Australia without the language, because a lot of immigrants had no English or very poor English.
For many Greek entrepreneurs, milk bars were a stepping stone to a better life in Australia. Mr. Januszewski explains.
Greeks have been involved in food catering since the Gold Rush period. The milk bar continued to provide an essential source of employment for not just simply those who initially went into it, but also the entire family.
While a diverse range of customers were welcomed, Mr. Januszewski says milk bar owners still struggle to find social acceptance.
A lot of those who we've interviewed talk about the fact that they did not feel as if they belonged to the broader community. They were always seen as the other, rather than being part of the overall community, ironically despite the fact that they were the centre of the community.
The Australian milk bar concept later took off overseas, in New Zealand, South Africa, Europe and Great Britain. Mr. Januszewski says the trend changed Australia forever.
Australian history is not simply a British Australian history. It's a history of the collective. The Greeks, In terms of their traditional food catering, they welcomed families. Milk bars for almost 100 years had been the focal point of communities. They brought people from diverse backgrounds together to enjoy, to discuss.
Mr. Yanicheski and Ms. Alexakis have written a book about this fascinating story, which is also the focus of a documentary titled Australia's Greek Cafes and Milk Bars, due to screen on SBS in April.
They are bringing these Americanisms into Australia. The jukebox, you could get up and have a good time. They were places where people could come and eat and meet and enjoy their time together.
Sadly, after many successful decades, Australia's passion for milk bars eventually faded, as Mr. Yanicheski explains.
The development of fast food during the 1970s impinged on these family-owned businesses. They could not compete, particularly in regard to the price range and what these fast food corporations could provide to the general public.
Mr. Yanicheski is proud to preserve their milk bar memorabilia for the future.
The vast collection that we've gathered in terms of Greek Australian history, inclusive of the milk bar, inclusive of the cafe, inclusive of Greeks involved in food catering, we've now provided that as a gift to the State Library of New South Wales.
In places like Broken Hill, however, a small slice of milk bar history is being kept alive by dedicated owners like Kylie Evans.
The Bells created such an amazing legacy through their love and their devotion. There's just a desire to maintain it and just keep it going for as long as we possibly can.
Alan Lee, SBS News.
The next generation of Ray-Ban Meta is here. The Wayfarer Gen 2 AI glasses, now at Harvey Norman. Capture life hands-free with an ultra-wide 12-megapixel camera shooting bold photos and 3K video. Enjoy open-ear audio for music, calls and podcasts while staying aware of your surroundings. With Meta AI, get answers, capture content and navigate your day using only your voice. Plus, enjoy up to 8 hours of battery life. Ray-Ban Meta Wayfarer Gen 2, starting at $598 at Harvey Norman. Go!